I don't know if you've ever felt like that when you read that prayer of Jonah, that experience. I don't know if ever you've felt like that in mind or in soul. That deep, deep separation, that isolation, that torment, that anguish. I suspect there's a number of us here that have been there, whether it's been in the midst of a family breakdown or some circumstance or situation that's happened where there's been a real anguish of soul, a real torment of mind. Well, this is where Jonah was. And often it's a place where many in this life find themselves. Not necessarily because of their own doings or failings, but sometimes it's because of the doings and failings of others. Or sometimes life just happens, doesn't it? You find yourself in a situation where you go, I cannot believe this is happening to me. Has anyone ever felt like that? I know I have. Not just once, actually, a few times. I cannot believe this is happening to me. And sometimes we can look at others and we can go, I can't believe that's happening to them. And life happens. But the wonderful thing about life, if you like, is that Christ came. And when we read this prayer of Jonah, it does get right into the very guts and heart of life, of things, of actually what Christ came to do. And actually, Jesus referred, as you know, to this this book and Jonah's experience. And he said, just like Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, so the Son of Man will spend 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So Jonah, if you like, was a prefiguring, showing something of what Christ did on the cross. Jonah's cry showed something, just a little something, of the cry of Christ on the cross. In fact, you could say that the collective cry of humanity throughout the ages is encompassed in the cry of Christ, the Son of God, on the cross. He was identified in every way with fallen humanity. I can say he became sin. Our sinless Saviour became sin. He knows us through and through. He knows every evil thought that's ever gone through your mind. He knows every evil deed that every single person has ever done that's walked on the face of the earth. He knows it all. And it's all encompassed in his cry at Calvary. My God, why have you forsaken me? The Son of God forsaken that humanity might be forgiven. He identified himself with us in every single way. And therefore, When we cry, he hears, and he hears because he's in tune. He's been tuned up to the cry of every soul. He knows what torment of mind, what anguish of heart. He knows it all, he encompassed it all, he gathered it all. Oh, that we in our distress would offer up the cry to him, that our cry and his cry might be married together in faith, and then out of the abyss we fly. The cry of faith. What's it all about? What's it all about? It's all about our Saviour, Christ. And if my cry be in him, my cry of faith will go right up to the heavens. I remember saying a little while ago, none drifted so far as Jonah. You may say, well, hang on a minute. All he did was flee from the presence of God. What about Hitler? These things aren't about morality. These things aren't about morality. What he did in spirit was far worse than Hitler ever did, indeed. He forsook God, knowingly ran from his presence. How far this one went, right down into the abyss. How far do people travel? How far do they drift? I could ask how far you drifted. I hope, and I'm sure you're not adrift now. But how far did you once drift? I know I went on a far journey myself. Far, far away. But thank God he went further. Christ went lower that he might save me. He heard my cry down there. He heard it. He was identified with it, and so my cry went up in him. It was a cry of faith, and it carried me right out. Death vomited me up. Couldn't hold me. Faith. Faith has scaled the abyss in Christ. And if my prayer in Christ, if my prayer be in Christ, cry of faith. I don't know, you see scientists look through their telescope. Are they called telescopes? Whatever they are, those great big things that look into space. What are they? No. Well, I was right, there's a telescope. I thought they had some posh name for them, Avril, but no, clearly not. Just telescopes. And they see galaxies beyond galaxies beyond galaxies to stars. Light years away. Millions, billions. How far is the universe? Well, this is how far God has separated our sins from himself. As far as the east is from us. How far can you look in that direction? Millions of light years away. And how far in that direction? Millions of light years away. That is the expanse that separates the sinner and God. And Christ scaled it. He did it. He went from glory right down into death and back again and rescued. Oh, isn't this wonderful? And so we look at this. We look at this prayer and we go, whoa, what's it all about? It's all about Christ and his cry. And if my cry be in him, then I too can make that journey. Oh, it's further than millions of light years. It's from hell to heaven. He crossed it, and I in him. Prayer of faith. I don't know if you've prayed it in that place, that dark place maybe that you have been or are. I don't know. Oh, the cry of faith. There, in an instant, you can be in the lowest hell and it can carry you to the highest heaven in a blink of an eye. This is salvation. This is the cross applied. Salvation in the blink of an eye. Oh, I know there's an outworking of it. We're on a journey. But you see, faith is out of the prison even though she's in it. Faith's there. It's been there in Christ and it's there in Christ. Faith isn't held captive. And if faith be in your heart, it will carry you right the way. Oh, these things are amazing. So amazing. How great is God's salvation? How he encompasses you and I entirely. Oh, we doubt, don't we? Oh, I wonder, am I saved? Oh. I still remember what the Lord said last week. You're further than you know. I've carried you further than you know. I can't take the blindfold off now. If I did, it wouldn't be of faith, would it? And then you might, if I took the blindfold off, see in a glass. Just as Satan did and fool. But these things are by faith. These things are by faith. I can't tell. But you're further on than you know. You're closer to blossoming in eternity than you know. Oh, how great is God's salvation. The enemy can't snatch you from his hand. He that began a good work, he will perfect it. He will. This is all about Christ's cry. And if only we in our situation, I'm trying to get back to my notes, but I can't. If only we in our situation and circumstance would marry our cry to his. Our hell would become a heaven even though we're still in it. And we'd find those wounds of Christ that are glorified, imparted not in anguish and pain, but in glory. It was in the hymn, crowning with many crowns. None can look at his wounds. In heaven, they're so glorified. They're not like some Catholic cross with a figure on it and blood. And, oh, you don't look at the cross like that, do you? Oh, I see glory like I've never seen it when I look at Christ and his wounds. No angel in the sky can behold them without bowing down, for so bright is the glory that shines from them. Oh, these things are mysteries, aren't they? And here we are in our wounds and in our blood and gore of our circumstances, I'm speaking figuratively. And Christ goes, will you marry me? And we go, what? Let me clean myself up a bit first. I know there's going to be a marriage in heaven. But right there in the thick of it all, Jesus says, will you marry me? Let your wounds and my wounds marry. And so I'll take all the pain and anguish out of it, even though you're still feeling pain. But somehow being identified with me eases the whole thing up. There's a words to a song, I plunge into the wounds my sin has made. And I can't remember the rest of it, but it's really good. But that, in I go, hand to hand, heart to heart, brow to brow, the thorns on his head, the weeds wrapped round Jonah's head. You see how it all links in. Brow to brow, my thorny crown for your crown of life. Why? Because he took my crown of thorns, that I might have his crown of life. Do you see how it all... You see, the trouble is that we'll do this with Jesus. So don't worry, you're not going to fall over backwards or anything like that. Okay. Now, just stand here like this. Now, Christine's Jesus. You're more like him than you know. You're more like him than we know as well. But you are. All right, now, there it is. And we do this. I'll identify my little finger. And so we get a little finger of salvation, if you like. Thanks, Christine. You can sit down now. But you get the idea, just a little bit. We hold him at arm's length, but we should just plunge in, marry him up entirely, and he'll turn our hell to heaven. It's all about Jesus, and the sooner we make our cry all about him, the sooner we'll scale the abyss to the highest heavens. Do you know, he makes the darkness of the abyss light. I can live in the valley and fear no evil, for you are with me. You see how the scriptures, they all come together. Jonah's prayer, you know, it was just a recital of scripture. But it wasn't just a recital of scripture. It was because that's what he prayed. And we are not going to have time, but there's what he prayed. He prayed the scriptures. But he didn't just parrot them off. They were in him and they were alive. And they brought him right up out. The cry of faith. Oh, do you know what? How do people put up with the surface things of this gospel? They flit around the surface. Oh, tell me some self-help gospel message. Give me a bit of self-help. Dig in deep. Go deep, 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 deep. Have you been in sorrow and hardship and difficulty? Oh, you're ripe for knowing Christ. Please don't think he'll ever do it to you. This is life. It's life because of sin. Maybe my sin, maybe someone else's sin, maybe a community sin, maybe this, but this is it. But Christ comes and it's all about him. I can't do any more of this. I haven't even started again. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Can I just share a prayer? And it's based really, it's a real prayer that I prayed once. And it's testimony to this. Confession is made unto salvation. Not the other way round. And I'm not saying that one comes before the other. Like believe with the heart, confess with the mouth. Or confess with the mouth and then the believing comes. It works both ways. But along the lines of Jonah, I may have said this before, and if I have, please forgive me. But if I haven't, then you haven't heard it, then great. You remember I had a really, really bad experience on drugs. And I shared something about the prayer that I prayed while I was in these hallucinations and things. And God met me there. And it was like that he scaled this great divide. And my prayer, it just went to him. There was another time, some time on from that, and I'd suffered flashbacks. Still do get them occasionally. I was in the cinema. It wasn't a particularly bad film that I was watching at all. I can't remember the film, but it was in space, this spaceship, and there was an astronaut that was going out to do some work on the outside of the spaceship, and then his tie got cut and he began to drift out into open space, and he continued drifting, and all of a sudden at that point I had this flashback. And I felt like I was drifting off into oblivion. And it was real. It was real. I didn't know if I was going to get back from it. I was floating off and I was floating off and I was floating off. And panic gripped my heart. Terror. Terror gripped me as I began in my mind somewhere to float off into oblivion, thinking really I would never come back. Maybe I wouldn't have, maybe I would have, I don't know. Oh, it was just your mind playing tricks. I don't know what it was, but I tell you what, it felt real. And it was the scariest thing ever. It was like I was back in the flashback. It was back in under the influence of drugs. And so, oh, and I began. And terror gripped my heart. And you know what happened? Out of my heart came a scripture. A lifeline that held me from floating off into oblivion. And it went like this. I will never leave you or forsake you. And that there, it held me and reined me in. I'll never leave you. And as I realized the truth of it, it was a faith, a cry. It was a cry of faith, if you like. The reality of Christ. I'll never leave you or forsake you. You're mine. I'll never leave you or forsake you. You see, unbelief was saying you're drifting off. You're drifting off into oblivion. You're forsaken. Probably shouldn't have been watching that film. And now here's the punishment. And so it goes on and so it goes on. Unbelief says, oh, you've made your bed. You're going to have to lie in it. Go on, Jonah, cry. Cry as loud as you like. No one's listening to you. Who can hear you down here? God's hand can't save you. He can't reach here. But then faith says, He'll never leave me or forsake me. That's His word and that's His promise. How did it get in my heart? I'll tell you how. I read it. It didn't come from nowhere. I read it. I read it probably a few times some years ago. And then it went like a seed of faith to bring forth its fruit in due season. I tell you what, and please, I'm not going to beat you around the head with this book. Some people use it like a club hammer, whacking people round the head with it, and a spat. Get that, you, get that. You know, those staunch evangelical, bang. Beat you around the head with the Bible. But I tell you the truth, read it. It's life. And you don't know when that life will come. See, there I was in the cinema, and I couldn't just go, now, hang on a minute, Oblivion, I've got no time for you at the moment. Let me just look at my Bible. Do you know, I can't even remember where it is. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I can't remember, is it Joshua? Thank you very much, Christine. Yeah, thanks for that. Oh, I couldn't remember where it... Now I know, but I couldn't have done. But out of the heart it came. Why? Because I spent some time just reading it. And then it saved me. For all I know, I could have been lost then. I tell you what, there are people and they go and you don't know why. Why on earth did they just... God, don't know why. Yeah, some people have a heart attack and some this and some that and some the other. What? Lifeline. There's other scriptures that's happened to, not in that kind of situation, but other times is confession unto salvation. Jonah's prayer. It's all about Christ and marrying up with Him. He encompassed your cry and all that you are. And if only we'll utter up that cry to Him for salvation. I know many of us, if not all of us, have done it. But if there's any that haven't, please do it. Do it, you'll never regret it. Offer up the cry and say, Jesus, my Saviour, save me. Oh, you may not be in a bad situation. You may be happy, but I tell you what, there's none like affliction, is there, to drive you to prayer. You know, we coast along and then when we trip up and we have trouble, then it's like, oh, Lord, save me. I'm still the same, really. Well, can I sing a song before we close? I really want to come back to this once more, if that's all right. It won't be next week, but maybe the week after. Come back to this cry. Come back to this cry, because there's some real things to learn. How its source was in the scriptures, its tense was past. Even though Jonah was in it, it was past. And the character was a character of the character of the prayer was of faith. And there's so much more to pull out of it, so much more. Jonah went down into the moorings of the mountains. How else do you think Christ could cast a mountain into the sea, unless he knew the mountain And then I've been cast into the deep. Christ, the great fisher of men, cast as a net into the deep that he might save. Oh, that's just how it all comes together. You just think, oh, these things are wonderful. I'm definitely going to Africa. Definitely. I can just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. But for now, a song.